Okay, we have in Parshas Shemini, we happen to have it in Parshas Re'eh also, discussions of what kinds of foods a person, or what kinds of animals a person is permitted to eat, and what kinds of foods a person is not permitted to eat. There are a variety of interesting things specifically about the kinds of birds that a person is able to eat. Firstly, when it comes to the birds, Chumash itself doesn't mention any simanim. When it comes to animals, or when it comes to livestock, when it comes to fish, so we are told exactly what are the simanim, scales and fins, maligera, things that we know how to figure out if it's kosher or not. When it comes to birds, all we have is a list of the birds that are not kosher. Secondly, as the Gemara in Chulin points out, on Daf Samach Gimel, when Chumash presents the kosher and non-kosher food, when it comes to most of the animals, the behemoth, the chaya, the dog, we're told which animals are kosher. When it comes to the birds, all we're told is a list of those that are not kosher. The Gemara Chulin asks why that's so. How come when it comes to birds, we're giving a list of ones that aren't kosher? When it comes to animals and fish, we're giving a list of those that are kosher. So the Gemara Chulin says, because when it comes to birds, there are many more kosher birds than non-kosher birds. And it's always better to teach the Bederech Ktsara, to teach in the shortest way possible. So the Gemara tells us, what did the Torah do? When it came to birds, since there are most of the birds are kosher, it just lists the non-kosher birds. And then you can figure out all the other ones are kosher. When it comes to animals, the opposite's the case. Be that as it may, there undoubtedly is a little bit of a difference in how Chumash presents the status of kosher birds as opposed to the status of other animals. And the question is why? What exactly makes certain birds kosher, certain birds not kosher? Why are birds different than animals? We're going to share three mahalchim about the unique status of birds. One mahal is going to come from the Kli Yakar. Second mahal is going to come from Rabbeinu Bechai. And then we're going to develop a length, a ha'ara of the Ramban, with an additional ha'ara of the Chidush HaArim. The Kli Yakar says as follows. Why is it that there are more animals that are not kosher than kosher, but there are more birds that are kosher than not kosher? Why the difference between them? So the Kli Yakar suggests the following. It's a very interesting idea. He says, things that are associated with the ground, so aretz, comes with it with a certain kind of gashmias. It comes with a certain kind of attachment to materialism, a certain kind of certain base desires, and therefore, suggests the Kli Yakar, most animals, most things associated with the ground are really going to be tameh, they're really not going to be kosher. Birds, however, are the opposite. Birds come from the sky. The sky represents ruchnias. The sky represents that which is tahor. It doesn't have that same connection to gashmias. It's about a person who's looking up, not a person who's looking down. And therefore, says the Kli Yakar, that's the omek hapshat, why birds are a little bit different than animals. The other animals that are on the ground, they're more tummy than tahor. They're more not kosher than kosher. But birds, says the Kli Yakar, are going to be in a different category. That's mahalach number one as far as the status of birds. The Rabbeinu Bechai offers an additional pshat. Rabbeinu Bechai says the following. Why are certain birds kosher and certain birds tummy? So he says the pshat's like this. There are, says Rabbeinu Bechai, in Isser in the Torah and Parshas Kedoshim, to engage in nichush, to engage in certain kinds of sorcery. Says Rabbeinu Bechai, the reason why the Torah prohibits certain birds and not others is because those birds which are not considered to be kosher, says Rabbeinu Bechai, are the birds that would often be used as part of a process to engage in sorcery. Those are the birds that would be used in order to engage in certain prohibited activities, and therefore the Torah asters them, the Torah prohibits you from using them. Essentially, then, we have two ideas thus far. One of the Kli Yakar, the unique status of birds. Birds are more kosher than tameh because birds come from Shemayim, birds are elevated. And Bechai says the reason why some birds are considered to be tameh is because, says Rabbeinu Bechai, those birds are used as part of the process of nichush. Those birds were used as part of certain kind of sorcery. The Ramban offers a very, very different pshat. And the Ramban's pshat we're going to try to develop a little bit. It's a very, very important one as far as the nature of ma'achalos asuros, but in particular in the context of ofos, and what the status of an oaf really is. So the Ramban starts by noting as follows. It says the Ramban, even though the Torah does not give us simanim, how do we know what kind of bird is kosher, what kind of bird is strafe? The Gemara in Chulin tells us, the Mishnah in Chulin tells us, that Chazal figured out the simanim of birds. Chazal figured out the simanim of birds. Tov was writing Chulin, there's a Kabbalah from Yimei Noach, that when Noach had all the not kosher birds together, He looked at all of them, and he tried to figure out what are the common denominators. What do you find with non-kosher birds they don't find with other kinds of birds? And Chazal say, list four simanim, but the main simon, says the Ramban, is drisa. What is drisa? It's some quality you find in non-kosher birds. Rashi in Chulin, in different places, says two pshatim. Either it means that when the bird eats its food, it picks it up first and then eats it, or another pshat Rashi has in Chulin, which the Ram has in Perish Mishnah also, that the non-kosher birds hold the food down with its foot and then goes down to eat. But there are two other pshatim. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam that drisa is that when the non-kosher birds eat something, they eat it, and they will eat it even before the animal is fully dead. A certain kind of cruelty associated with it. The Ramban in his Perush Al Torah seems to understand drisa means that a not-kosher bird will attack with its like fingernails, to attack live animals. Says the Ramban, the not-kosher birds are birds that have separated themselves with a degree of achzarius. They're cruel birds. They're birds that attack. They're birds that attack in a very intense way. Says the Ramban, that's why it's prohibited to eat these birds. Because, and essentially what the Ramban says, you are what you eat. And if the birds are going to be coming with a certain kind of midos of achzarios, they may even have certain physical midos like that also, but the midah of achzarios, and you eat it, that's going to cause you, the Ramban explains through the blood, it's going to cause you to be an achzari also. So the reason why the birds are considered to not be kosher is because they're all achzari. Ask the Achronim an amazing question on the Ramban. An amazing question on Ramban. Ramban, you're claiming that all birds are, the tummy birds are because they're cruel. There is a bird listed in Chumash known as the Chasida. That's a treif bird to eat. Why is it called Chasida? So Rashi writes in his Perish on Chumash, a Gemara in Meseches Chulin, it's called a Chasida, she'oseh chasidus imchaveiro sehal b'mezonos. It's called a Chasida because this bird performs acts of righteousness with its friends. So ask the Achronim, how could that be? The Ramban says that all the birds are considered to be treif because they're birds that engage in the midah, they have drisa, they attack other animals, they have midah of achzarios, but the chasida seems to be a bird that has wonderful midos. The chasida seems to be a bird which is incredibly, incredibly giving. That's Rashi in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yates, here in Parsha Shemini, the chasida. Answers the Chidushei HaRim, a very, very beautiful Torah. Says Chidushei HaRim as follows. The Kliyakar said that the birds that are considered to be, that more birds are kosher because they're elevated in Shamayim, because they're associated with the world of Ruchnias, opposed to animals that are more in this world. Rabbeinu B'chai said that there are birds that cause a degree, those birds are used as part of a process of sorcery. But for the Ramban, the birds that are Tameh are the birds, says the Ramban, that cause Achzarius. But what about the Chasida? The Chasida is very nice. It's called Chasida because it performs Chasidas with its Chaverim. Says Chidushei HaRim the following pshat. Rav Eliashiv in his Ha'aras in Chulin quotes this also from Yeshiv Mefarshim. The Chasida performs Chasidus with its friends. It is not good. It is Achzari. Because the Midah of Achzari is to only perform Chasidus with your friends. Now, what the Chasida does is it takes care of those people it has an association with. Oh, you're my friend? I'll take care of you. Oh, you're my friend? I'll take care of you. Oh, you're not my friend? No Chasidus for you. In that sense, says Chidushei HaRim, all of the animals represent a certain kind of cruelty. It is true that the Ramban himself speaks about one kind of cruelty, the cruelty of aggression, the cruelty of the animal that takes and it attacks an animal while it's still considered to be, while it's alive, or being Tom's version, it attacks an animal and eats the animal before it's even really dead. But says the Chidushei HaRim, to elaborate a little bit, there's another kind of achzarius. There's an achzarius that's not as violently aggressive as many of the birds, but there's an achzarius that comes when a person only takes care of those that they feel close to, only takes care of those chaverim. Says Chidushei HaRim, an animal like that and you eat that, that's also you are where you eat. You may be a person that's nice to those around you, but that's a midah of achzarius, and that the real mila that we're trying to go for is a person that's able to expand and a person that's able to be sensitive to lots and lots of other people. As Rav Shimon writes in the Hakdamah Shara Yosher, and many of us, I'm sure, have heard this, the definition of how much you expand your ani is part of this. How much I look at only my friends, how much I look at all of those around me as people that I should be trying to benefit, I should be trying to help. So in a certain sense, we find some interesting things here in Chumash, the simanim of oath, the simanim of what makes an oath kosher, what makes an oath tamei. For the kliyakar, most are tahor because most are associated with ruchnias. For Rabbeinu Bechai, some of them are tamei because we use them for inappropriate things. But for the Ramban, it's all about these are things that lead to achzarias, and even the chassida on some level leads to achzarias. Shkayach, guys, have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.